We've got a world champion in the studio. Terribly exciting. Kim Perreau, how are you going?
I'm very good, thank you.
And still smiling.
I am, yes.
So when we last spoke to you, it was about 4 or 5 weeks, I think, before you went over to Toronto.
It was, yes.
And you sort of were talking yourself up, said, I've got a chance in this. And,
well, you know, going in to win. And you,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think it was the not when I went.
You should have put money on it. She was very confident,
exactly,
wasn't she?
Yeah, because there was if I win. It's like, no, when I win.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you went to Toronto?
Yes.
Got there how long before the actual event?
On the Tuesday, and the competition was on the Saturday and the Sunday.
And I think we last spoke to Ty maybe that Saturday morning.
I think it was. Yeah, he was messaging me trying to work out how I could get on the radio as well. And
it was
just
too tricky.
Yeah, I'm like, I just can't think about this right now.
So that's where I was leading. Just tell us about those couple of days leading up. What you need to do.
Yeah.
What you eat.
Yep.
What sort of things, apart from rubbing oil on yourself and that sort
right.
of business.
Yes, yeah. So heading over, had to prepare all my food to take on the plane with me because not really able to eat any of the food, you know, the plane food.
Well, that's just in general.
I love planes.
Yeah, so I prepared all my meals and everything, and I'd spoken with Ty, and we were sort of just discussing what I need to be doing. But I don't know, what I was thinking, but I didn't plan enough meals. Like, I just didn't factor in the exact length of the trip and everything. So there was a couple times where I had to find food, and that was all right. I was able to, modify meals and things. So that was fine. But yeah, arrived on the Tuesday. So I had a few days that just was doing a lot of training, preparing food, just wandering around Toronto and just, getting into that, the thought process of, yep, we're actually here, this is happening, getting over the little bit of jet lag.
Any more physical training?
Like, yes,
you found a gym
yep.
there and, yeah.
Yeah,
all that
so
sort
I was,
of
I was
well.
Really lucky. A friend was staying with us, so he was competing as well. So the two of us just went off every day and we had found a gym just actually not quite far away from where we were staying. And, went there every day, did some sessions, did a lot of walking. And, it was really good just having someone else who was going through exactly the same thing. And my parents had come across with me, and my aunts came across from Winnipeg, so in Canada. Mm. So it gave Mum a chance to see her sisters, and I'm like, I'll let you know when I need you. Mm. Yeah, Ben and I, we're going to go do our thing, and then we'll,
How many other Australians were competing in the tournament?
So there was 8 of us altogether. I was the only one that was doing figure and physique. The other girls were doing bikini and fitness, I believe it was. And then, there was 3 guys that were competing as well. So yeah,
what's the difference between bikini and fitness, and what was your
physique?
Figure and physique. Yeah. So it's a lot to do with it's a different posing style. It's the amount of muscle that you have on you, how lean you actually get, the shape. Like bikini, you sort of end up you're a bit more sort of you've got more curves, where with the figure and the physique, you're more sort of that muscular. Not saying that the bikini girls, some of them, like, they're quite muscular themselves, but it's just sort of the shape of their body and everything.
Okay. Yeah. So you better remind us again of what individual events you participated in and what you actually won at the end.
All right. So about a week out, initially I'd signed up and I was going to be doing Masters 35 plus in figure and physique. Mm. So that was on the Saturday. Then about a week out, I decided that I was going to compete on the Sunday as well. And that was doing open figure and physique. So on the Saturday, I won physique, came first in that, which qualified me to compete in the professional show on the Sunday night, and I came second in figure. Then on the Sunday, I didn't have to compete in physique again because I'd already qualified for pro, so I didn't need to. Competed again in figure, and I came second again and qualified for the pro show. So that evening on the Sunday, I competed in figure. I didn't place in that one. It was out of, I think, 8 or 9 girls, but I found out I came fourth, quite close to third, so I was happy with that. And then I won physique, won pro physique, so that was a bit exciting. Got my big medal, and I got a tiara as well, which is,
How many points did you win by in physique?
I'm not 100% sure. I have looked at it, but it was a definite win. Like, it was, the other girl, the one who came second, I'd sort of been you know, behind the scenes looking at her and going, you know, sort of you look at who your competition will be and, you know, I had thought with her. But I was, I probably carried a bit more muscle than her as well, which helps, does make a huge difference. She was quite lean, like muscular, but quite lean, where I had a bit more size to me. Yeah.
And so how does someone as disciplined as you have to be celebrate winning like that? Did you just get stuck into the Big Macs and fries?
Glass of water.
Well, I did enjoy a couple bits and pieces right after. Sort of had a couple donuts. When my friend and I, we'd got a little selection, and yeah, it was sort of like a bite here and a bite there. It's like, you sort of don't want too much because, you know, it's just a bit too much, too overwhelming for your body. But that night, by the time the show had finished, it was probably about 9:30, and trying to find somewhere to eat. All I wanted was like tacos. So we just made some like homemade tacos, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And I think I had ice cream as well.
Because I don't know about you, Neil, but when I go out to a restaurant these days and you get one of those really small meals on the big plates, I find myself saying, like, bloody hell, that's a meal for Kim Perot. or sometimes, I've just been Perot.
Yes, that's the terminology.
Because Ty was telling us how much you eat, and it's just, you know, the 45 gram portions of chicken and
fish. Yeah, that was down.
It's not a lot.
The last couple of days was only that. Well, saying that, that was about 90 to 100 grams of meat prior. So, you know, with all my greens and everything. Mm. But we were really lucky. Right across from where we were staying in Toronto, there was like a fantastic supermarket. Like, it had everything that we needed. So it was really convenient, and it was like, we did a big cook up and everything. So it was, sort of worked out quite well.
So the other side of the Toronto, supposed to be a really nice city.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really lovely. We did just lots of wandering around, so many beautiful buildings. We went up in the CN Tower. They've got a glass floor that I remember doing as a child, standing on it and just like looking down and wanted to do that again. So we got to do that, and that was, it's a lot of fun.
And on the way back, you spent a bit of time in New York.
Yes, so we went to New York, then Boston, and then back to New York. Took the train from Toronto down to New York, which was an experience.
Mm.
There was a massive snowstorm in between the two cities, but at either end there was no snow, so we just went through it, which was good. It was very cold though, but that might have also been the low body fat that I had at the time, and that could have contributed to it. So,
Of course, the big question is, are you going to retire on top?
No.
You're gonna keep going.
If I stopped winning, I'd retire, but you know. Look, I had spoken about, you know, and lots of people will be like, you said you were gonna stop, but on the day of the competition I just realized I love it too much. Like, the process leading up to it is exhausting, and I'm sorry to everybody who goes through it with me, but you're stuck with me a little bit longer doing it. But I just enjoy it, like, just challenging myself and, you know, getting out there and I'm just not quite ready to throw it in yet.
So same categories?
Yes. And want to defend my title. So.
Because that open category that you won, that is for just people of all ages, is it?
The professional level is all ages.
So where are the next world titles going to be held?
So they're back in Toronto, the 12th of November next year. So at a professional level, you're now limited to what you can compete in.
Okay.
So the shows that I've done in the past, I can't really do them anymore, being at the level that I'm at. They're a little bit more lenient with the Australians, obviously, because a lot of the shows are in Canada or the States, so it's not sort of just easy to just, you know, take a quick little plane ride over. Mm. So they're a little bit more lenient with us, with what we can compete in, but... Yeah, generally you sort of save yourself for the bigger shows.
So that's November of next year. Along the way, there's a lot of local competitions. Do you sort of need them to keep your interest going, and so you've got short goals along the way?
Yeah, well, I won't compete in them, but I'll probably go along and be involved just to sort of to be around it as well. Yeah, definitely.
And why won't you compete in them?
Well, just because I'm not able to.
Oh, you
now,
can't.
Cause of the the professional. if you want to say that, we'll go with that. So like I said, though, they are a little bit more lenient. So if there was, say, a show that I wanted to do, I could, you know, request and,
How many world championships have you got left in you?
Well, my pro card that I've got now is for 2 years. So, you know, we'll
see how you go.
Yeah.
So what does the pro card mean? Sorry.
So that's just the professional level. So taking it up to that next level of competing and the higher level of physiques and everything, I guess you could say.
Okay. So are there other, prior to the World Championships in November, are there other competitions that you would go into, maybe interstate or overseas?
I could compete in nationals.
Okay.
So AMB, which is the federation I've competed with in the past, their nationals are in, I think it's October.
Okay.
So I could say I might compete in them depending on where I'm at in my own training and prep. So
you're relaxed a little bit in terms of the regime?
Just slightly, yes.
At what stage do you get back into the routine that you were in terms of food and
so food, I'm sort of pulling back in and just preparing my own meals now, where when I was traveling and everything, it was a bit harder to sort of really be, you know, obviously there is food out there that I can eat, but I was also letting myself enjoy things as well. But it's funny now that I actually can eat whatever I want. I'm like, I don't really want to. Yeah. So it's such a mind game with that. But I'm sort of, starting now, really just, you know, getting myself back into just a routine and everything. But training-wise, we just sort of eased back because I wasn't doing as much overseas. Mm. So next year we'll really, start ramping it up again with training.
And is Canada the home of the sport? Is that why the World Championships are always seem to be held in Canada?
I don't think it's the home of the sport, but I think that's where, like, the UFE, who I competed with, I think that's where their sort of headquarters is based, But they've got shows throughout the States as well. Mm. But the Worlds is always just in Toronto. So whether or not that's where the president lives, I'm not sure. Why not?
Is there money in it? Could you ever turn professional and do the, you know, go on the American circuit? Do they earn money, those people?
Not with the federation that I'm with. Mm. There is money reward, but it's not something that you could live off.
No.
And I don't think I'd want to do it professionally, like, because it takes such a toll on the body as is at the level that I'm doing it. To then make it as a career, I guess, is just, to that next level.
Do you reckon one day it could become an Olympic sport?
Well, look, the way it's going, maybe. You know, it's getting bigger and bigger. So, you know, I don't know. That'd be kind of cool if it was, but I don't see why not. Everything else seems to be qualifying, so yeah.
And you brought your tiara, but you left your medals behind.
I know. I don't know. I thought I had them in my bag, my other bag, but no, they're sitting on my table at home, I guess. So, but yes, the tiara has made an appearance quite regularly. Yes.
And you're back as a paramedic?
I'm back on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've actually still been on holiday, so it's been fantastic. Ease myself back into it all.
And that'll create another challenge, back to work and try to move back to the training regime.
Yeah, absolutely, trying to fit it all back in. But, you know, that's not going to stop. I'll still train after night shift. That's just something that, you know, I've gotten used to doing, so just keep doing it.
It's full on, isn't it?
It is. Mm. It is, yeah.
It's the thing. You have to be very, very dedicated, obviously.
Yeah, very much.
Yep. Yeah.
We're talking to Kim Perreault, who's the world champion. I'll say it again, Kim. Yes. Still smiles when
I
we
love
get to say that
it.
In the bodybuilding in